Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi there, my name is Kay Songa, and I welcome you this Monday to Radio Headspace. So one of the things I find most fascinating is raising my two daughters and watching how they are developing their own unique personalities and interests. My oldest daughter is more like me. She's an introverted extrovert, while my youngest daughter is definitely more like her mother, a total extrovert. It's really so interesting to witness how they behave with their friends, and who they even choose to befriend. I can't help but reflect back on my own childhood and the close friends that I had. Although, when I think about it now, it wasn't so much me choosing my friends as it was that we kind of found each other. I think we've all experienced those moments in our adolescence when we tried to force friendships to work. And this is often the behavior pattern during our adult years also. And these types of relationships rarely work out in the long run, because what you're actually doing is compromising your authentic self for someone else. In life, we're often put into situations where we have to make do with what we have. That can also extend to our interpersonal relationships. But something that I think is important to keep in mind is that even in those situations, we should never compromise our authentic self for someone else. I think it's complete magic when you find that person that clicks with you. It's like the universe just gently places you in each other's path, and the rest just works itself out. In fact, let's take a moment right now to just reflect on that person or people that you completely gel with. Bring this person or persons to your mind's eye and just hold on to this image for a few moments. This is a person or persons that you can talk on the phone for hours with. And oftentimes, it's about absolutely nothing at all. And the opposite also holds true. If you haven't spoken to this person for weeks, months, or even years, as soon as y'all link up again, it's as if you just spoke yesterday. And right now, I bet as you are picturing this person or these people, a smile might be forming on your face. And of course, I want to leave room for other emotions. There may also be some sadness that's present. And then, of course, there's the possibility that you never found this type of relationship. And that's definitely okay, too. You may be perfectly okay with solitude. And solitude can actually be a very beneficial thing. It's one of the reasons why silent retreats are so awesome. It's an opportunity to be totally with yourself, allowing for that introspection that might not normally happen to take place. It's a powerful way to get in touch with yourself. So for me, the people that immediately popped into my head are my brother and my brusen. A brusen is a cousin that's so close that they're almost like a brother. We grew up together in the Bronx, and the closeness and love that I have for them is really unbreakable. And like I said, even if we haven't spoken in weeks or even months, we just literally pick up where we left off. Nowadays, I don't have to really worry about that, as they both live right here in North Carolina, and we make it a point to connect as frequently as possible. And so, all in all, the invitation is to not force anything when it comes to forming relationships, and at the same time, being aware of when the potential for that special connection is present, not taking it for granted, and maybe mindfully cultivating it a bit. I hope this resonated with you. I look forward to seeing you next time.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.